Did this come as a surprise for you at the chamber?
Not really as a surprise. It's something that we've been involved in really for several years now, and it's been a big challenge from a public policy point of view as well as for the employers on the Cape. You know, I think that the additional 15,000 workers may help some local businesses here for the fall season. Our concern really is that the application process is quite onerous and time-consuming, especially for small businesses in the height of the busiest season, and just that the time lag involved probably won't help with staffing needs for this summer. And I'd be remiss to not say how grateful we are to Congressman Keating and the staff who've literally been working on our behalf very, very hard over the past few years.
There's a new clause Congressman Keating called unfamiliar to many folks who've gone through this process before, and that's businesses are going to have to prove that they will be harmed irreparably if they don't get additional workers. Do you have any idea what that means and what it's going to take to be able to prove that?
We don't really, and literally the regulations and the process just came out, so we're still sort of digging into that. And it is something that's new, and it's really unclear exactly how many local businesses would qualify under that. So, you know, it does create just another hurdle in terms of the application process and trying to get through the paperwork to get additional help.
Right. And as you mentioned, there's just 15,000 visas. So I couldn't help but wonder if the competition would just be so stiff nationwide that it would be hard on that front just for Cape businesses to even get in the door for this process.
Yeah, without question, without a doubt, 15,000 nationwide is really just a drop in the bucket. So it will be challenging even on that front too, in terms of the sheer number of requests they'll get. You know, I'm sure getting applications in quickly will be very important in terms of trying to get under that 15,000 cap. And again, for businesses in the middle of their high season, trying to find the time to do that will be real challenging, unfortunately.
So it almost sounds like maybe a little too late, especially for businesses that thrive in the busy summer season down here.
Yeah, I think in some ways that may be the case. And, you know, it's frustrating because a lot of these returning workers, they're really part of employment teams and business families that have been, in a lot of cases, coming back to the Cape for many, many years, working alongside staff and alongside business owners to help make sure that their businesses are successful for the season. And really what they're doing is supplementing workers that are already here and supplementing the local workforce. So it's been challenging for small businesses this summer to try and, get through the season, keep the customers happy, and provide the services that folks expect.
Congressman Keating said this week that the cap really needs to be lifted and more workers need to be allowed in permanently. How do you feel about that? Do you want that as well? And do you think it's even possible?
That's a great question. It's something we would like to see. There definitely are sort of a large national issue, I imagine, of immigration policy.
A takeaway here is this could happen again next summer. I mean, this could be a recurring problem.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's been going on for a few years now and probably will continue. We'll probably be back here again next year.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us, Chris. That's Chris Adams of the Cape Cod Chamber of Commerce.
You're very welcome.